Hello and welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp and I'm guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Join me in saying the words from Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower, and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire, and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Today's reading is from the Spark Story Bible, and this story is called Rebecca and Isaac from Genesis 24. God kept the promise to Abraham that he would have many children. God promised that Abraham's son Isaac would have lots of children too. When Abraham was very old, he asked his servant to help find a wife for Isaac. The servant needed to go to a place where the people believed in God. So he went on a long, long journey to the town where Abraham grew up. When he got to the town, the servant knew that he needed to find the woman who would be Isaac's wife, but he didn't know how to find her. He prayed to God for help. He said, God, I will go to the well in this town and ask a woman for a drink. If she gives me a drink of water and offers to get a drink for my camels, then I will know that she is the right one. The servant waited patiently by the well. In the evening, a beautiful woman came to fill her jars with water. Her name was Rebecca. The servant asked her for a drink. Rebecca replied, Sir, here is a drink for you. Let me get some water for your camels too. Rebecca showed wonderful kindness. The servant believed God heard his prayer. God sent me a very long way to find you, he told her. God has a plan for you to marry a man named Isaac. God has promised that you and Isaac will have many children. I have always wanted to have a big family, Rebecca said with a smile. I know that God keeps promises. I will marry Isaac. One thing I noticed in this story today is how it reminds us that Isaac being born and Isaac getting married and having children is the continuation of God's promise to Abraham. Today I'm going to be wondering about what it means for God's promise to Abraham to continue in Isaac and to continue in the world today. Wonder what you're wondering about today. As we finish our time together, please say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.